time to think about Cyber Monday.
Eating a sandwich and shopping online?
Well, I was shopping online and I couldn't decide which one to get.
Cyber Monday deals.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, they'll be looking for lots of online discounts.
I'm going to shop till you drop.
Absolutely. Let's get your day started. You got Ricky, you got Patty. I know it's going to be a Cyber Monday. It was a Black Friday.
I have been shopping all weekend long.
I feel pretty good because I've got everybody almost everybody's
done. Do you?
Done. Almost everybody's done. Oh. Yep, exactly.
I've got myself taken care of.
Oh, there you go. I like
that. Me, myself, and I.
I like that. Well, the nice thing is the boys, my boys are adults, and all they go is cash. Give us cash. So it's like, that's a pretty easy thing.
Right.
And then I just had to buy for the wife, and I got Patty a little something, too.
You did.
I got you a little
I'm waiting
something.
For your stuff to arrive.
Oh, that's so nice of yeah. you. You shouldn't get me anything. I don't ever want anything.
I got you a little something.
All right. So welcome to it. I mean, it is December 1st. You got Rick. You got Patty. We're coming back off a nice Thanksgiving holiday, so it's great to be back in the saddle with you guys. And that means Luke Combs. Speaking of back in the saddle. Man,
talk about hello.
Great flyaway.
Let's go.
That's right. Great flyaway. Let's get your day started. Grab the hot cocoa. Grab the Red Bull. Grab the coffee. Let's get going. Rick and Patty. 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
One for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. Happy Monday. Welcome to it. Welcome. It's December 1st, 6:24. Always great to be with you. If you've got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open because now it really is that time of year. We got Light Up Tri-Cities going on. If you want to win this $500 gift prize, thanks to our friends at Campbell & Company. I'm starting to see the decorations go up, Patty.
I know it.
Are you seeing it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was driving around Richland just the other night. It's amazing.
It really
and
is.
Everybody's got inflatables. I love the yards that have 50 million inflatables.
Oh, it's so great. Near my house off Olympia, there's a house that has nothing but inflatables. Doesn't even have lights up. It's just the entire yard is nothing but inflatables. And the Halloween house that near my place over there in Olympia also now is all Christmas.
All Christmas?
It's all Christmas. It's all Christmas. Man. So
hey, don't you guys have Christmas Carol Lane or Christmas?
Yeah, it's right there. It's in the same neighborhood. Yeah.
I
went by it yesterday.
And I love it because they used to, if I remember right, you could leave a donation, a canned good donation.
Oh, I think you can.
I hope they do that again this year.
And the nice thing about it, too, is when you drive through that neighborhood, you can turn on the radio and hear some music as well. We play one of our other stations plays Christmas, too, but they've got their own little music going on in the neighborhood. And it's really...
The lights are like, it's like a whole light show to the music.
It's really great. Yeah. So definitely, so lots of lights are going up. This means Light Up Tri-Cities. This means a chance to win $500. Right, Patty?
Absolutely.
So get out Santa, get out Rudolph, get out the elves.
And then upload your photos.
Yeah, we're still waiting for some photos. I know Jenna put hers up there. Thank you, Jenna. We're still waiting for some photos. So Light Up Tri-Cities. And now, because we're past Thanksgiving, you can officially say, okay, now it's the holidays. Now it's Christmas time, okay?
Well, because you're hearing Christmas music,
I know.
You said, on one of our other stations that you and I used to be on.
Yeah, exactly. So Christmas is, now we can talk about Christmas stuff. So Light Up Tri-Cities, more details about it right now, posted for you on the station. Mobile app.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Right now for you, it's about 28 degrees. Time for some Nashville news.
Let's get into it. The Grand Ole Opry celebrated 100 years. They did so with an all-star show on Friday night in Nashville. Nearly 30 artists, including Vince Gill, Bill Anderson, Scotty McCreery, and Pam Tillis performed to celebrate the historic occasion. The Opry treated fans to a mix of music, video montages, and a special one-night-only merchandise. Meanwhile, Chase Rice now taking a break from touring in 2026. He announced the news on social media, marking the first year off in like 13 years for him. The only shows on Chase's schedule are festival appearances, including Stagecoach in California and Barefoot Country in New Jersey. Chase played linebacker for the North Carolina Tar Heels, and he joked about returning to college football for his sixth year.
I love it.
Maybe. Riley Green says he's open to another duet with Ella Langley during the CMA Awards ceremony. Riley responded to a few questions backstage, including one about dream collaborations, where he said, well, it would be really difficult not to try to do another country song with Ella because that really worked out well. Riley and Ella teamed for Don't Mind If I Do, yep. the title track of his latest album, following the release, of course, of their previous single, You Look Like You Love Me.
They've scored huge. I mean, they're almost like the new, Johnny and June. Loretta and Conway. I mean, the list goes on and on.
She kept saying that night, you know, it's a song that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Ella, is she dating a former reality show competitor? In an Instagram post from John Sansoni, who was formerly a contestant on Farmer Wants a Wife, he posted a carousel of various pictures and clips. Seeing what sticks type post, he captioned it, and it is the very last clip that is sticking in a big way, showing a glimpse of Ella spending some downtime in Sansoni's company. Just a quick shot, but it does have fans talking. Interestingly, Ella posted a totally different carousel of pics and clips, but the last clip there also features her and Sansoni taking shooting practice in a field. She's been adamant up until now that she's just too busy with a career for them to have a relationship, but perhaps she's finding the time. Both have posted clips of them together, but neither of them is talking just yet. We'll keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Nick, you got Patty. Luke Combs, our great flyaway to Vegas, thanks to Legends Casino. Our first code drop this morning at 820. Get ready to play along. Fly you out of Pasco all the way to Vegas. I think Vegas right now is a little warmer than Pasco right now.
I don't like this, and there's freezing fog. Be careful, folks.
Absolutely. You said coming in it was a little, could be a little icy-dicey.
Well, so when you're hovering around that freezing mark, I always think of, 82 and Coffin Road there.
Come on. So I came back from the Lewis Clark Valley after seeing Logan yesterday, and I was so happy that I'd stayed the night Saturday night, and because when I came back through Prescott and Waitsburg out there, they actually had gotten about an inch of snow.
Oh, wow.
So it was clear by the time I went through, but I thought, oh, man. And I've been out there near Lions Ferry right there.
Yeah.
Logan, when he was a kid, and we slid off the road because so it was pure ice out there. So I was glad coming through yesterday that it was pretty clean. But the snow, if you get out past Burbank and all that, it's out there. So just drive careful. It's coming.
I was in the Cascades for the holiday, and the snow there is no joke.
Yeah, Leavenworth. You were in Leavenworth.
And Highway 2, on that pass.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Plenty of it.
Come on.
It's beautiful. But
chain up.
Yep, can be treacherous there for you. So as we dive into the holiday season, here you go. Facebook fun to get the day started. You're going to love this one. You got to do it. Real tree or fake tree? There you go. That's posted up there right now because we're going to be doing a bunch of holiday questions for you. And so real tree or fake tree, Patty? What do you think?
I'm the queen of the phonies. Fake.
Ah, interesting.
Fake.
I thought for sure you were going to say real.
No. Nope.
So Katie says, I grew up with real trees, but nothing beats the smell. But as a broke girl with two cats, fake tree just makes more sense. Pat says, I've always had a real tree, but this year it's a Grinch tree. That's hilarious. I love your picture you put it. Kevin says, used to be real, fake now. You know, it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Growing up, of course, we love a good real tree, but you're right. You get to the point, you get to a certain age, you're like, okay, I'm just not going to mess with this. And you do the fake trees, and that's okay.
And I know some people, they keep their trees up all... You know, they just kind of put them away. They keep them decorated.
Yeah.
And they just pull it out.
I like one year. My wife had done a Christmas ladder. That's cool. So she had done a ladder, and from the street, you couldn't see.
It looked like a tree.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because it's an A-frame.
Yeah.
And then she's got all this stuff on it, and you couldn't tell. From the street, it looked like it was a tree. So even had a little star on top of it. So she did the Christmas ladder one year. So you guys are all, so far right now, three fakes. Interesting.
I don't mind it.
So keep the comments coming. Real tree or fake tree? I like them both. If I had my preference, if there was not the mess, you always go for a real tree.
I'm watching a lot of friends go out and actually, I mean, it's a whole to-do.
Oh, yeah.
They go down and chop their own.
Sure.
Well, I just go to a Christmas tree. No, give me that one.
So that was the best part of growing up.
You like doing that?
On the Grand Ron River with my foster dad.
Really?
So that was one of the things that I loved about him is we'd go out and every Christmas we'd go get a real tree.
Did you chop it down yourself, though?
Well, I was 8 years old, so he chopped it down.
Of course,
I could help, but... But yes, we always had a real tree when I lived on the Grand Ron, and I loved that down near the Oasis. Mm-hmm. Now, I always laugh because you're out there near Anatone and all that. You're out in the you are out in the boonies. And I always thought, man, whose property are we chopping? And he'd go, this is my my secret tree spot. Oh. My secret tree spot.
And then you're like, hmm.
But
whose land are we really on?
Yeah, whose land are we on as you go past the no trespassing sign? Don't ever do that. But he had permission. So anyway, that was a fun memory. So real tree, fake tree, that is the Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Hey, Kenny Chesney, American Kids, number one for new country. It's 1027-KORD at 707. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Fog in the forecast for us, so early morning fog. Be aware of that. Could make for some icy, dicey roadway conditions, like you were talking about outside Coffin Road and all that. So just be aware of that. All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Got a situation going on. What is going on with Mel here?
Rick and Patty, the at-work romance I'm dealing with, an office romance at my place of employment. It's not me, but I am witnessing this firsthand. It's between two of my coworkers, and I am very unsure of how to ignore it. First of all, one of them is married, so that's a big ick for me. Secondly, they're often hanging out so and not getting their work done that I'm having to pick up their slack. Not only that, but they have asked me a couple of times to tell the boss we're in a client meeting when I know they're not. They're hooking up. So my question is, how do I ignore this? How can I? They've always been nice to me, but I'm not sure I like being caught up in their little cheating game. I don't think they know that I know, but they're dumb if they think that they're being discreet. Huh. Melissa in Richland.
So we recently, the good news is both these people are gone from our building now, but me, Patty and I both recently had a situation in our own building where I had come back from vacation and there was two coworkers and Patty goes, watch those two. And we were watching those two and I'm like, we were like, what the heck's going on there? So one was married and one was single. Anyway, as always, things don't end up well because they both ended
Neither of them here.
Yeah, but they both ended up getting fired too. Because whatever was going on, we can't go into the details about it. But we've been a part of this situation. And one of the things that we had discussed off microphone, we talked about, hey, should somebody tell his wife? You know, and we, of course, we said not our secret to tell. We're not involved in it.
None of us said anything.
No, we stayed out of the way and it imploded on its own. It imploded on its own. We didn't have to do anything about it. But I mean, we've been in this situation. You don't, Melissa, I look at it like this, Mel. You don't have to be part of it at all. You know, you could say, you know, you could just ignore it. We kind of sort of, didn't we kind of ignore, we knew about it. We were like, what the heck's going on there?
I knew something was up and you were gone. You were on vacation. Yeah. I debated, like, do I even call you? Because it's not my business.
It wasn't our business. So we didn't get involved and it took care of itself.
Like Melissa says, you're nuts if you think people don't know.
Oh, they all know. Because we work in such close quarters. So trust me, people know. People know. No matter what, people listening right now, if you're having an affair at work, trust me.
Everybody knows.
They know. It's always the worst kept secret in any building.
I'm just saying, you know what? They have a whole show based on this. Cheaters. I watch it all the time. I've seen every episode twice.
All right, Melissa, call Cheaters and let him come down and take care of business.
Joey Greco.
So 547 KORD, app chat us what you do in this situation. To me, would be like, you don't have to be a part of it. I mean, you don't have to agree with it. These things usually implode on their own. In my past experiences, anytime I've ever seen this, it's imploded every single time. It never goes. When you worked across the river at the other radio station, this is before you got there, but there was a big affair going on there. And did it implode?
Yeah.
It always implodes. It just always does. So you think you're getting away with something. It never goes your way. All right. Other people's problems. What would you do in the situation? We want to know. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
One for new country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Cloudy skies, 28 degrees right now. Fog advisory in effect for you, Tri-City. So please drive careful. Well, the holiday season has officially kicked off, and you know what? I know
what?
Today is Cyber Monday for us.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And then also there was Black Friday, and then everybody's out there shopping like crazy. So I thought we'd toss this out to you. I can't believe I saw blank while holiday shopping.
Oh,
so,
no.
Crazy holiday shopping story that you got, Patty.
I haven't done any holiday shopping. So, I mean, I've done everything online. I haven't been out.
Okay.
So I haven't seen anything really crazy.
So the story I always use every single year, I only did Black Friday one time in my entire life at 4 a.m. I'll never do it again because it's just absolutely crazy. But I've talked about this a lot on the show, is when we went to, I don't know if it was a Walmart or a Target or whatever, my son really wanted
Tickle Me Elmo.
Well, let's just say Tickle Me Elmo as the example. I mean, he did want that one time too. Oh, a glider. It's the glider they ride. The Razor.
A scooter?
It's a scooter, but it's called a Razor.
Oh, the Razor. Yeah.
They were hot for a minute, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, what had happened at this Target or Walmart many years ago, we went and at 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., of course, the doors open, they all go crazy. This lady had gotten in there early and had grabbed all the boxes and put them in her...
All the Razor scooters.
Yes, in her cart. And then she was selling them out of her cart.
That's smart.
But she had not paid for them. So they were not her property.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, she did. She did. And so she was driving around with this cart. And so she had this huge stack. And people were like, oh, I'll give you $200 for that Razor. I mean, because it was such a hot thing at the time. So it's the same as the Tickle Me Elmos, different things like that that people go nuts for. And people will do that. And so anyway, that was the craziest thing I ever saw. She did get escorted out of the store.
Yeah,
now, I don't know how much money she made before she got busted, but she got escorted out. Someone said, hey, man, that lady's selling stuff out of her thing.
Is Black Friday shopping still a big deal today, though?
I saw photos.
I worked at Kohl's just a couple of years ago. I actually did like the holiday because I wanted to see what it's about. Yeah, it is a deal.
It still is a big deal.
Yes.
I saw the photos in some of the Tri-City stuff groups over the weekend. I'm like, wow, look at those people outside. So
it was Small Business Weekend. Hello.
Yeah, you do. I know you support those things, too. So, all right, so we'll take some calls. I can't believe I saw blank while holiday shopping. If you've got an interesting story, craziness that you want to share with us, we'll take some calls on the way. This will be fun. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. 7:38. All right, it kicked off over the weekend. Holiday shopping's gotten crazy. So we thought we'd have fun with you guys this morning and have you fill in the phrase, I can't believe I saw blank while holiday shopping. So many years ago, I saw a gal selling these Razor glider, you know, things out of her thing.
Out of her own basket.
Yeah, but she didn't.
And she didn't even buy them.
No, she just got in, grabbed them, and then put them in her basket. And then people are like, I'll give you $200 for it. So that's the craziest thing I've ever done. Now, I've only done maybe one or two Black Fridays in my whole middle-aged life because I just think it's insane that you...
It's ridiculous.
I've always thought it weird that the day before you're thankful and grateful, and then the next day you just like act like it's Sodom and Gomorrah.
What is the hot toy this year?
We'll get a list here, I'm sure, soon. So, but I mean, people, I don't even know. It's not just toys.
Certain clothing items
iPhone, and the list goes on and on and on. People just get crazy when it comes to getting a deal, and they get upset. Now, the funny thing I got to tell really quick before we take a call here is we had it many years ago where it's so funny where they'll take the pin right off your table. So let's say we do a big giveaway and we give away tickets or we give away whatever. And then we're out. Someone will walk up and go, hey, I'm sorry, I'm out. And they'll go, oh, can I have that pin? I'm like, it's my pin I'm riding with. I'm like, okay, take my Happo Credit Union pin. Here you go.
It's wild. Well, it's wild, too, because like a family will go, can I get one for each member of the family?
Right, all that. I guess,
it's a pen, I don't care.
I know, but I guess you never know until you ask. But again, we're always like, really? We've got like five of these to give away. Let's say we have five of them, and you're going to take all five? And they don't care. They'd say, what? No.
There are times, too, when we're out and you can't even give away. People are, what do I got to sign up for? What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, take some calls here, 547-KORD. I can't believe I saw blank while holiday shopping. All right, what'd you see?
two girls fighting over a pair of shoes.
Oh, geez.
And then pennies. And we're looking at boots because, you know, got to have boots for the wintertime and something sassy to wear when we go out to the bar. And there was these two ladies, and they started fighting over this one pair of boots, and one pulled off the other one's wig, and that was all she wrote.
Oh.
We ended up escorting them both out with PD.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. That's so crazy. Yeah, see?
Wow. I mean,
things that we've seen during holiday shopping. So these are great. 547-KORD. I can't believe I saw blank while holiday shopping. What'd you see?
This man had pushed up against my cart to the point where my son's car seat tilted sideways.
Whoa.
And I went to go say something, and he just walked right past me, told me to be quiet,
what?
And then pushed past.
Wow.
And then my husband went to go say something, and then he just didn't say nothing to him at all, only to find out by the time we paid for all our stuff and we were walking out, the dude was getting arrested because he was trying to shoplift.
Whoa.
So he had a big overcoat, and he's just trying to waddle through the aisles, try to get right, try to get by people, and got busted. I love that. So there you go. I can't believe I saw blank while holiday shopping. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
And Hootie and the Blowfish, Bottle Rocket, 749, number one for new country. It's 1027-KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, 29 degrees, cloudy skies. And yes, there is a freezing fog advisory as you're driving into work this morning. Be aware of that. We were talking about 395. The interstate, Coffin Road is always slick out there.
And 82.
Yeah,
yeah, be careful.
Yeah, be careful this morning. That's in effect right now for you. Well, today, as you know, is Cyber Monday. The holiday shopping season has officially begun. How's your shopping going so far, Patty?
Like I said, I've got me, myself, and I covered.
That's it, huh, so far?
Most times, I just, you know, you're familiar with, like, the catalog Harry and David, and, of course, online. You know, fruits and that kind of stuff. The Tower of Treats, that.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. My family loves that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm pretty much wrapped up already.
Are you?
So yeah, because I've already ordered stuff offline. I've become a real online shopper.
I know.
It just saves me the hassle.
Well, since COVID happened, I mean, realistically, I actually even did, I picked up groceries at Walmart.
Well, yeah.
Yesterday, I did.
So my wife has become really big into Fred Meyer's pickup. So she,
why not?
Yeah, and
it's easy.
It really is. And she's really become a big fan of that. And she'll come home and she'll be coming back from Oregon or what I'm going.
Yeah.
I've got to pick up my groceries and all those things. So, yeah, there's so many different ways. So many things you can do.
I know.
But you know what? Those who work in retail have to deal with a lot of people. And I always want to give compliments to our great retail workers when they're super nice and friendly.
So Jeff asked me, do you tip? You know, like the person who brings out, you know, your groceries when you pick up. I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I think it all, I don't know.
You can.
I guess you can. So during this retail season, of course, there's always the pet peeves.
Well, it's Cyber Monday today.
Yeah. So 547-KORD. Take some calls. Retail workers, you don't have to tell us your name or where you work, but what's a pet peeve of what customers do?
Some people are on their phones when you come to the checkout. I don't like that.
I think that's the
rudest.
Can
you put the phone down,
please?
That's
the rudest thing ever. Is like, yeah, my mama taught me, no, that is rude. That is like, yeah.
When and a lot of times they, you know, they have their earbuds in too. You can't even tell, you know, and they're talking to themselves. What's going on?
So that was over the weekend. I was out and about, and that was creepy. It's creepy when people are walking through stores and they're on the earbuds talking to people.
I know it.
It's just creepy because you're like, are you talking to me? Because I'll be getting like a loaf of bread at Freddy's and they're like, no, 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 no. I'm like,
yeah, are you talking to me? Who are you talking to?
Yeah. So
And also, too, when you're in the restroom and people are talking and you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Really, you're in the stall. 547-KORD. Yeah. All right. You can remain anonymous and don't have to tell us where you work, but what's a pet peeve?
Not read signs.
Oh, yeah.
If they just spent 2 seconds looking, they would usually find what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I understand. No one likes to read signs.
I love it.
Well,
yeah,
we're in a hurry.
Yeah, I love it when stores have like the right way and wrong way arrows.
Oh,
and they're just ignored. When like you literally see the arrow, you're like, I know this is the arrow. This is where I'm supposed to be going. And people just they just ignore it. Like, really? You're in the wrong.
I know.
Different things like that. All right, so we're going to have some fun with this. Customer pet peeves. Thanks, guys. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Schmellow Miles on it. Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Our Luke Combs flyaway continues next. 820 will give you the first code just about 10 minutes away from that. All the way to Vegas, Patty.
That's going to be a fun trip, Rick.
Brought to you by Legends Casino, and you'll get a code coming up here in just a little bit. So, the holiday shopping has officially begun, and for those who work in retail, how about some customer pet peeves? 547-KORD. Tell us what really, burns your rhubarb, all right? So, here we go. 547-KORD. Tell us what's going on.
Argue about the price for everything. They'll be like, oh, well, I thought this was on sale. I thought that was on sale. I thought this was on sale. And it's like, look, I understand, you know, having one or two things like that. Yeah. But when you've got a cartload and you're haggling for every single thing, I don't have time.
All right. There you go. I like that. My sister works at Fred Meyer in Spokane. And so I've got to call her sometime and get some of her crazy stories.
Well, a lot of times, too, you need the app.
Oh, you know what I mean?
To get the sale.
So that's a hilarious too. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the complaints we get a lot that'll come into my email box are like, all you guys do is talk about the app. That's all you talk about is the app. Everybody, McDonald's.
Everybody has an app, and that's how you get the savings and all.
Yes. That's it. Yep. I had to go this last weekend. I went over and saw my son in Lewiston and Clarkston, and I went online and Motel 6, and I had to book through an app. I had to book, it's like you can't the days of just calling up and going, hey, I'd like to book a room. Nope. Did you go through the app?
I know.
Did you go through the app? Everything is app-related.
You better start embracing its technology,
It is technology. But yeah, you better start. Yeah, it's all app. It really is. But that's a good one, though. Yeah, did you go through the app? I like it. It was interesting. I was doing Walkers over the weekend, a great live broadcast. And someone walked in and goes, where's the Black Friday deals? And I love that Rudy or one of them goes, the entire store is marked down. And it was. It was. Yeah, it was marked down for Black Friday. But it was so funny. Where's the Black Friday deals?
Really?
And they're like, the entire store is marked down right now.
Oh, man.
So we love our folks at Walker's. So there you go. Customer pet peeves. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
America's sweetheart, Lainey Wilson, Somewhere Over Laredo, 827, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Really quick before we go, before we do other people's problems here.
What?
It's moving day. We're kind of a little excited because we are moving from A Street over to Lewis Street. And so over the next week, we'll be in brand new studios come Thursday. Now, to the average person listening, why should they care? You're right. You shouldn't, but we're just kind of excited that they're going to be moving.
It's new equipment for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a new and a brand new studio. Now, this is a studio that Patty's been in before. I've never been in this studio. This is the old Cherry Creek building. So if you know where that's at right there next to Keeper is where we'll be located. But they've redone the entire building. So it's got, new flooring, new paint, new everything over there. So we're excited to be moving back over to Lewis Street, and we're leaving A Street. Now I'm going to leave my water view I got here, or at least my dike.
I know. The nice river.
I'm going to give up the dike view that I get to see people walking by every single day. But brand new equipment should be a fun adventure for us. And I guess we're moving on Thursday. So the show will sound hopefully exactly the same.
I'm going to go over and bug the Keeper crew.
Mike
McCabe.
Mikey, what's up, buddy? Mikey, where are your neighbors, Mikey? Anyway, looking forward to moving day. All right. Oh, really quick. 337 right
really,
now.
Really, really quick. This is the biggest deal going on.
Yeah, Luke Combs, Vegas, Legends Casino. Right now, it is 337. 337.
Got you.
337.
What do I do with that code?
Input that into the KORD mobile app for a chance to fly off to see Luke in Vegas. It could be awesome there. So there you go. All right, let's wrap this up. Other people's problems. Mel's got a situation going on. This is an office romance, but she's not involved.
She's not involved in it. She goes, it's happening at my place of employment. Not me, but I am witnessing it firsthand between two of my coworkers. I'm unsure really how to ignore this. First of all, one of them is married. That's a big ick for me. Secondly, they're often hanging out so much, they're not getting any work done. So I'm having to pick up their slack. Not only that, but they've asked me a couple of times, tell the boss we're in a client meeting. When that's not what they're doing. They're hooking up. So my question is this. How do I ignore it? They've always been nice to me. I'm not quite sure I like being caught in their little cheating game. I don't think they know that I know, but they're dumb if they think that they're being discreet.
Right.
Melissa in Richland.
All right. So people are chiming in. What are they saying that Melissa should do in the situation?
Well, first off, they are not your friends. You don't owe them anything. Second, why would you lie for them? Seriously, makes you look bad. Thirdly, be the bigger person. Do what's right. Protect yourself and your job. They'll be found out. Be true to yourself. That's from Tanya.
Devlin says, if it's making you have to do more work, I would go to them about it first. And if it continues, then go to the boss in HR. Now, if it still continues, they go right to the spouse of the married one. If it doesn't affect you, I would stay away from it, but clearly it is affecting you, and that's from Devlin.
Lori says you have the choice to not pick up their work and not lie to the boss about where they are. You need to go to them, tell them that this is not your problem and you won't be any part of it.
Yeah, Sheena says their personal choices are their personal choices and you need to mind your own business. You can very much report them for not doing their jobs without poking your nose into their personal choices, and that's from Sheena.
Mary says, I tell them both, you're not covering for them, nor are you responsible for getting their work done, and that they either need to quit or get found out and deal with the repercussions of their choices.
Andrew says, pull them aside, tell them that what they do on their own time is on them, but it's disrupting your work, and they need to stop when they're on the clock, and that's it. That's from Andrew. Good point there, Andrew.
Deborah says, no is a complete sentence, yep. And you obviously know the hazards of lying to your employer. Walk away from the crazy.
Yep, exactly. And then Mary says, I tell both that you aren't covering for them and you're not responsible for getting their work done and that they need to quit or find out and deal with the repercussions. Yeah, I think you talked that one. But yeah, so, and Vicky says 100% that. So yeah, one of those situations. We had it happen here in this building. And both of them, in the end, ended up getting fired. They did. They got fired because what
happened... One was bragging about it, though.
Yeah, one was bragging about it, but what happened was when the one gal who... Because when you get wrapped up in this stuff, you're not doing your work because you're running down the hall. We made jokes about, oh, they're running down the hallway giggling. Like, hey, 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 hey. I'm like, really? Really? And we're all like, that's not going to last.
Yeah, and it didn't.
Because you got to do your work. You got to do your work. And they were giggling. And so anyway, what happened to the gal was before she went down the tube, she tried to throw a Hail Mary. Like, well, he's doing this or whatever. And so he did get fired. I mean, she got fired and then he got fired. Like right in a row because she tried to save her own job. And they're like, nope, you're out. And oh, he's doing that too? You're both out. See you later. Anyway, all right, we did our best to solve it for you. Keep your nose clean, Mel. Just keep away from it, man. Keep away from it. Now, if they're making you do extra work...
Absolutely not. Yeah, I'd be like, too. I would confront them. I'd be like, hey, you think nobody knows about this?
Yeah.
We all know.
Exactly.
We do.
Exactly. So, now, if they're not disrupting your work, they... Giggling down the hallways, we joked about it. They weren't disrupting our work.
No.
So we didn't say anything because we knew it was going to implode, and it did implode. But we knew, we're like, oh, this, and this is not going to end
good.
Know,
you know when they say karma's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Karma is
you
a...
You know what's coming.
It really is. It, yeah. And it just, hey...
Yeah, keep your nose clean.
Come on.
Keep your nose clean.
Yep.
All right, Mel, did our best. What would you do in the situation? We want to know. It's other people's problem. You got Rick and Pat.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.